material.
I'm very glad to have these poems emerge here. I have no idea how they will sound here. I printed just a few very recent poems in this book called 29 Poems. But this is bringing through, I suppose, many casts of rather the same poem. Beginning with one called Effort at Speech when I was an undergraduate, which I will not read, which is an embarrassment definitely to me to read. And I will make up for the time you've waited, that is, I won't run through at the other end. I'll stop for a break in the middle, shall I? Good. I have a voice that at this week, for reasons of its own, fades in and out. But I'm sure it will hold for the hour because of these many cups. This is a short one, or song. A voice flew out of the river as morning flew out of the body of night. A voice sending out from the night of the sleeping morning. A voice in its own voice, naked, made of the whole body and the whole life, but without anything. Breath. Breath of the fire, love, smoke of the poems, voices. This is another very short one. Fill a space, and I like air in these poems. I like the gaps I've had to work with in the prose. I've done that is in the thing of a stroke of what is called fact or document. A great gap, and then another stroke so that one perceives finally a structure. But in that perception, bringing through the histories, what is called the history of poetry, what is called the history of science, and what is brought through really in us, in our lives, in the space between us. But this was thinking of the audiences of the Russian poets, and in Time magazine a little while ago, they said, of course, there was no free speech in the Soviet Union, and there was this vast audience. Quote, in our time, in our period, they say there is free speech. They say there is no penalty for poets. There is no penalty for writing poems. They say this. This is the penalty. And this, in many kinds of body painting in our moment, I think of the ways of body painting of a northwestern tribe of Indians in Canada in the far northwest on that coast of glaciers and river mouths. These are the Thompson River Indians, and they use this way of dealing with the nature of dream, what to do with dream, how to turn dream into act. Clues. How will you catch these clues at the moment of waking? Take them, make them yours. Wake, do you? And light the lamp of sharpest, whitest beam, and write them down in the room of night on white. Night opening, and opening white paper under a white light. Write what streamed from you and darkness into you by dark. And then Batiste sang, we painted our dreams. We painted our dreams on our faces and bodies. We took them into us by painting them on ourselves. When we saw the water mystery of the lake after the bad dream, we painted the lines and masks. When the bear wounded me, I painted for healing. When we were told in our dreams, in the colors of day, red for earth, black for the opposite, raw green, white, yellow. When I dreamed of weeping and dreamed of sorrow, I painted my face with tears, with joy. Our ghost paintings and our dreams of war. The whole brow, the streak, the hands and sex, the breast. The spot of white, one hand black, one hand red. The morning star appearing over the hill. We took our dreams into ourselves. We took our dreams into our bodies. This is called The Poem as Mask, and it begins this, the time of these poems for me, a time in which I thought that everything written before, no matter how open it had been, was really a mask. It says under the title Orpheus, and it is long after another Orpheus poem, a big poem, a poem of the acting out, the drama, the murder, the women streaming down the hill, the pieces of the man left, the coming together of the man as God. It seemed to me a mask to use that myth in that way. The poem as mask, Orpheus. When I wrote of the women in their dances and wildness, it was a mask. On their mountain, God hunting, singing, in orgy, it was a mask. When I wrote of the God fragmented, exiled from himself, his life, the love gone down with song, it was myself, split open, unable to speak, in exile from myself. There is no mountain, there is no God, there is memory of my torn life, myself, split open in sleep, the rescued child beside me among the doctors, and a word of rescue from the great eyes. No more masks, no more mythologies. Now, for the first time, the God lifts his hand, the fragments join in me with their own music. It's quite another order of scientific poem. The conjugation of the paramecium. This has nothing to do with propagating. The species is continued as so many are among the smaller creatures by fishing. And this species is very small, next in order to the amoeba, the beginning one. The paramecium achieves then immortality by dividing. But when the paramecium desires renewal, strength, another joy. This is what the paramecium does. The paramecium lies down beside another paramecium. flowing, inexplicably, the exchange takes place, in which some bits of the nucleus of each are exchanged for some bits of the nucleus of the other. This is called the conjugation of the paramecium. I read a group and then stop for the end of them and then read another set. This is a group called the Outer Banks, and it is the edge in many ways. It is a real place off the coast of North Carolina in America that used to be called Virginia. It's an extraordinary landscape of imagination, the sandbars, and water of two kinds anyway. But these bars have a certain shift, it drifts. If you stand on the inner island, that is Roanoke, where the Grenville expedition carried Thomas Harriot in 1585, where they made their camp, the city of Raleigh, you look across the very shallow waters of the Sound, 1 foot, 2 foot, 2 feet deep. Boats touch the bottom always. The bottom shifts, of course. Outside the sandbars, like the bars of the I Ching, the female open bars, the long male bars, and beyond that, a ferocious and extremely interesting sea of currents, the northern and southern currents that come together at Hatteras, diamond shoals, the graveyard of ships. It's Harriot, Hart Crane, the Wright brothers. You look from the city of Raleigh across to the monument of that first flight, which is a truncated wing of granite and stainless steel, an interesting monument, a guesswork about the dune from which the flight took place because the dunes shift. The place where the planters, these first planters, like Cavendish, Grenville, Harriot, John White, that opening is lost. When I ask the historian of that region where he thought it might be, he asked me where I was staying, and when I told him, he said, "We think it's under that." There was a motel. The jettisoning, the fear, the dread of the sailors when Drake finally came, finally offered to take them off or give them a ship provision. And the storm which I hesitate to call the tempest, a 4-day storm, came and swept many of Drake's fleet, a fleet which the Spaniards called the Armada, swept them out to sea, and when that very bright and blue day which follows tempest finally arrived, the sailors asked to be taken off. And when the little boats struck, they threw overboard the notes of Harriot, the mathematical instruments, a pearl necklace for the queen, 5 strands of pearls. So that a historian here has asked the question, is it possible that Pocahontas had the telescope before Galileo? It's a country of that kind. And I went down many times in the beginning about the Wright brothers, because I was learning to fly and I cared very much about sandbars and sand because of the business of my father was in, Stuart Sam, and building, and the pouring of buildings rather than the establishing of the other ways, and many other reasons. And went back again and again because of Thomas Harriot, on whose the hunt for whom I was working. And this poem, which is a group of poems, is at the middle, the center of that search and that work. The Outer Banks, horizon of islands shifting, sea light, flame on my voice, burn in me, light flows from the water, from sands, islands of this horizon. The sea comes toward me across the sea. The sand moves over the sand in waves between the guardians of this landscape. The great commemorative statue on one hand, the first flight of man outside of dream, seen as stone wing and stainless steel. And at the other hand, band of black and white climbing the spiral lighthouse. Flood over ocean, avalanche on the flat beach, pouring. Indians holding branches up to placate the tempest. The one-legged twisting god that is a standing wind. Rays are branching from all things. Great serpent, great plane, constellation, sand from which color and light pass, the lives of plants, animals, men, a man and a woman reach for each other. Wave of the sea, sands have washed, sea has flown over us. Between the two guardians, spiral, truncated wing, history and these wild birds. Bird-voiced discoverers, Harriot, Hart Crane, the brothers who watched gulls. No bird soars in a calm, said Wilbur Wright. Dragon of the winds forms over me. Your dance, goddesses, in your circle, sea wreath, whirling of the event, behind me on land, as deep in our own lives, we begin to know the movement to come. Sunken, drowned spirals, hurricane dance, shifting of islands on this horizon, the cycle of changes in the book of changes. Two islands making an open female line. That powerful, long, straight bar, a male island. The building of the surf, constructing immensities between the pale, flat sound, an ocean ever. Birds, as before earthquake. Winds fly from all origins. The length of the wave goes from the great wing down coast. The barrier beach in all its miles, road of the sun and the moon, to a spiral lighthouse, to the depth turbulence, lifts up its waves like cities. The ocean in the air spills down the world. A man is walking toward me across the water. From far out, the flat waters of the sound, he walks, pulling his small boat. In the shoal water, a man who is white and has been fishing, walks steadily upon the light of day, coming close to me where I stand, looking into the sun and the blaze in her water. Clear, factual surface over which he pulls a boat over a closing quarter mile. Speak to it, says the light. Speak to it, music, voices of the sea and human throats, origins of spirals. The ballad, an original sweet grape, dark on the vine near Hatteras. Tendrils of these vines, whose spiral tower now rears its light, accompanying all my voices. He walks toward me, a black man in the sun. He now is a black man speaking to my heart, crisis of darkness in this century of moments of this speech. The boat is slowly nearer drawn. This man, the zigzag power coming straight, in stones, in arcs, metal, crystal, the spiral in sacred wet schematic elements of city, music, arrangement. Spin these stones of home under the sea. Return to the stations of the stars and the sea, speaking across its lives. A man who is bones is close to me, drawing a boat of bones. The sun behind him is another color of fire. The sea behind me rears its flame. A man whose body flames and tapers in flame, twisted tines of remembrance that dissolve, the pitchfork of the land worn thin, flame up and dissolve again, draw small boat. Net of the stars, at sunset over us. This draws me home to the home of the wild birds, long-throated birds of this passage. This is the edge of experience, Grenzen der Seele, where those on the verge of human understanding, the borderline people, stand on the shifting islands among the drowned stars and the tempest. Every man's mind, like the dumbest, claws at his own furthest limits of knowing the world, a man in the locked room said. And the accused boy on land today saying, what did I say? What did I say? The dream on land last night built this, the boat of death. But in the suffering of the light moving across the sea, do we in our moving move toward life or death? Hurricane, skull face, the sky sighs, wind streaming through his teeth, doing the madman's twist, and not a beach not flooded. Nevertheless, here, stability of light, my other silence. And at my left hand and at my right hand, no longer wing and lighthouse, no longer the guardians. They are in me, in my speechless life of barrier beach, as it lies open to the night out there. Now seeing my death before me, starting again among the drowned men, desperate men, unprotected discoverers, open to the sky, I stand before the boat that looks at me. The man's flames are arms and legs, body, eyes, head, stars, sands, look at me. I walk out into the shoal water and throw my leg over the wall of the boat. At one shock,
speechlessness. I'm in the bow, on the short thwart. He is standing before me amidships, rowing forward, like my old northern sea captain in his dory. All things have spun, the words gone, I facing sternwards, looking at the gate between the barrier islands as he rows. Sand islands shifting, and the last of land, a pale and open line, horizon, sea. With whose face did he look at me? What did I say, or did I say? In speechlessness, move to the change. These strokes provide the music, and the man before me, here, stroke by stroke, drawing us. Out there, father of rhythms, deep wave, mother, there is no out there. All is open, open water, open eye. The wreck of the tiger, the early pirate, the blood clam's art, the tern's acute eye, all buried mathematical instruments, castaways, pelicans, drowned five-strand pearl necklaces, hopes of livelihood, hopes of grace. Walls of houses, sepia sea fences, the writhen octopus, and those tall masts and sails, marked hulls of ships, and last month's plane, dipping his salute to the stone wing of dream, turbulence, diamond shoals, the dark, young, living people, sing us once more song and you are under arrest. Sing another song. Women, ships, lost voices, whatever has dissolved into our waves, I, a lost voice, moving, calling you on the edge of the moment that is now the center from the open sea.
We'll take a break of about, I think, between 5 and 10 minutes, if that's
good,
because we like to keep the not only the continuity going, but we have to get we've got it back on our train tonight.
As in that Orpheus. But this is something that I do not know what is. I've written it straight out. It goes like this. It's called Myth. And it goes like this. Long afterwards, Oedipus, old and blinded, walked the roads. He smelled a familiar smell. It was the Sphinx. I want to ask one question, he said. Why didn't I recognize my mother? You gave the wrong answer, the Sphinx said. But that was what made everything possible, said Oedipus. No, she said. When I ask, what is it that walks on 4 legs in the morning, 2 legs at noon, 3 legs in the evening, you said man. You didn't say anything about women. When you say man, said Oedipus, you include woman, too. Everybody knows that. She said, that's what you think. I've protested the things I loathe all my life, and I'll go on protesting them. Just at all. But finally I got sick of it. I think that underneath the protesting person, the person who makes, gets sick of it, wants to make. And at that point I knew that I would do it in a different way from now on. I would work against the things in the States, the things anywhere that I hate, that I loathe. But I would make something wherever I protested. And some other people have come to be doing that too. And this is the first note. Wherever we walk, we will make. Wherever we protest, we will go planting. Make poems. Feed grass, feed a child growing, build a house. Whatever we stand against, we will stand feeding and seeding. Wherever I walk, I will make. I read that with great, with diffidence for the city that has done that always. This is called The Writer. It's for Isaac Bashevis Singer. His tears fell from his veins. They spoke for 6 million. From his veins, all their blood. He told his stories, but no one spoke this language. No one knew this music. The music went into all people. Not knowing this language, it ran through their bodies and they began to take his words. Everyone the tears, everyone the veins, but everyone said no one spoke this language. I'll go back to the book. The others are poems since the book. This is called Despisals. I'm not used to the book yet. It comes out tomorrow. Despisals. In the human cities, never again to despise the backside of the city, the ghetto, or build it again as we build the despised backside of houses. Look at your own building. You are the city. Among our secrecies, not to despise our Jews, that is ourselves, or our darkness, our blacks, or in our sexuality, wherever it takes us, and we now know we are productive, too reproductive for our own invention, for our present invention. Never to despise the homosexual who goes building another with touch, not to despise any touch, each like himself, like herself each, you are this. In the body's ghetto, never to go despising the asshole or the useful shit that is our clean clue to what we need, never to despise the clitoris in her least speech. Never to despise in myself what I have been taught to despise. Not to despise the other. Not to despise the it. To make this relation with the it. To know that I am it. This is called looking at each other. Yes, we were looking at each other. Yes, we knew each other very well. Yes, we had made love with each other many times. Yes, we had heard music together. Yes, we had gone to the sea together. Yes, we had cooked and eaten together. Yes, we had laughed often, day and night. Yes, we fought violence and knew violence. Yes, we hated the inner and outer oppression. Yes, that day we were looking at each other. Yes, we saw the sunlight pouring down. Yes, the corner of the table was between us. Yes, bread and flowers were on the table. Yes, our eyes saw each other's eyes. Yes, our mouth saw each other's mouth. Yes, our breasts saw each other's breasts. Yes, our bodies entire saw each other. Yes, it was beginning in each. Yes, it threw waves across our lives. Yes, the pulses were becoming very strong. Yes, the beating became very delicate. Yes, the calling, the arousal. Yes, the arriving, the coming. Yes, there it was for both entire. Yes, we were looking at each other. And this last is a group of very short poems. I'll stop after each. It's called The Speed of Darkness. Go back to my water. The Speed of Darkness. Whoever despises the clitoris despises the penis. Whoever despises the penis despises the cunt. Whoever despises the cunt despises the life of the child. Resurrection music, silence, and surf. No longer speaking. Listening with the whole body and with every drop of blood overtaken by silence. But that same silence has become speech with the speed of darkness. Stillness during war, the lake, the unmoving spruces, glints over the water, faces, voices, you are far away, a tree that trembles, I am the tree that trembles and trembles. After the lifting of the mist, after the lift of the heavy rains, the sky stands clear, and the cries of the city risen in day. I remember the buildings are space, walled, to let space be used for living. I mind this room is space. This drinking glass is space, whose boundary of glass lets me give you drink and space to drink. Your hand, my hand, being space, containing skies and constellations. Your face carries the reaches of air. I know I am space. My words are air. Between the man, act, exact. Woman, in curve. Senses in their maze. Frail orbits, green tries, games of stars, shape of the body speaking its evidence. I look across at the real, vulnerable, involved, naked, devoted to the present of all I care for, the world of its history leading to this moment. Life the announcer. I assure you there are many ways to have a child. I, bastard mother, promise you there are many ways to be born. They all come forth in their own grace. Ends of the earth join tonight with blazing stars upon their meeting. These suns fall burning upon Asia. Time comes into it. Say it, say it. The universe is made of stories, not of atoms. Lying, blazing beside me, you rear beautifully and up. Your thinking face, erotic body reaching in all its colors and lights, your erotic face, color, and lip. Not color, body, and face, but now entire colors, lights, the world thinking and reaching. The river flows past the city. Water goes down to tomorrow, making its children. I hear their unborn voices. I am working out the vocabulary of my silence. Big bone man, young and of my dream, struggles to get the live bird out of his throat. I am he, am I, dreaming? I am the bird, am I? I am the throat. A bird with a curved beak. It could slit anything, the throat bird. Drawn up slowly. The curved blades, not large. Bird emerges, wet, being born, begins to sing. My night awake, staring at the broad, rough jewel, the copper roof across the way, thinking of the poet yet unborn in this dark, who will be the throat of these hours. No, of those hours. Who will speak these days if not I? If not you. Thank you very much.